Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. The Titans regular season comes to an end on Sunday as the Titans wrap up their season with the Jacksonville Jags on Sunday. And joining us now to break it all down is Michael DeRocco, who covers the Jacksonville Jaguars for ESPN. Michael, appreciate you for joining us. Happy New Year to you. First question, we're watching NFL Network right now. Christian Kirk questionable, Trevor Lawrence questionable on Sunday. Any of the latest of those two and their status for the game on Sunday in Nashville?
Yeah, you know, Trevor Lawrence did more throwing today during the open media portion than he did all week, and he, you know, a couple of long throws as well in warm-ups, and, you know, he threw the ball hard at, you know, some target work, you know, into the net over there. So that's encouraging, but, you know, Doug Peterson was basically, he was pretty honest and said, hey, you know, look, it's going to depend on how that shoulder feels tonight and tomorrow and Sunday morning, and it'll go up to, you know, just an hour or so before kickoff, before they really determine if Trevor Lawrence is going to play. And, you know, Christian Kirk has really handled stuff well this week. He's run around, looked really, really good. You know, but they're probably going to be a little more cautious on him. And we'll know for sure on Saturday. If they don't activate him to the active roster by four tomorrow, then he's not going to play. And you know, that's a, he's coming back from a core muscle injury that normally takes around 6 weeks, 6 to 8 is the general accepted, you know, return time. So he's only missed four. So, you know, maybe they can stretch it another week, hoping, you know, they win the game and make the playoffs or get in, even if they lose with some other results. But, you know, I feel a lot better about Trevor Lawrence's chances of playing this week now than I did probably on Wednesday.
And Jags win this game, you win the division, you get to the playoffs. What is kind of the vibe or the feeling that you have, Jacksonville fans have, of if you win the division, if you get into the playoffs, do you view this team as a possible Super Bowl contender?
I think people down here are a little bit, you know, they lost four in a row before beating the Panthers last week.
Right.
And, you know, they played some terrible football, let's be honest. Turned the ball over 10 times, and, you know, they had a bunch of coverage busts, especially against the Browns, for some wide-open touchdowns, and they just didn't play the way they had played in the first 11 games. So I think there's a little bit of, I guess, hesitancy to kind of among fans here to think, you know, this is a team that can make a run. Certainly, you know, they thought they could before the season started, but, you know, to be honest with you, they kind of deserve where they are right now. You know, they played so badly, they put themselves into this position to be in a must-win game. But, you know, and we all know that the Titans have just destroyed this fan base, you know, and crushed their hopes and dreams so many times that I think that's playing a little bit of a role into it, too. You know, the Titans, what, 5-11, have lost 18 the last 23, and there's still a healthy portion of people here that are convinced that they're going to destroy the Jaguars' hopes again this year just because it's happened so many times.
We're talking with Michael DeRocco, talking, discussing the Titans and the Jaguars game this weekend. The last game of the season, Jacksonville wins, they're in. If they don't, then, oh, man, they got to pray and hope that some other things happen. But we talked a little bit about Trevor Lawrence and his injury. What is the sentiment with Trevor Lawrence? Because it seems like, you know, you throw his first year out the window, because I think it was more so coaching and the things around him than actually him. And then you see the second year, you know, he starts to develop into this quarterback that we thought he could be. But then this year, it just seems like he's been so up and down, and the team has been up and down. Is it more so of the injuries? Because I just feel, other than like the first couple of games, he's been injured the whole season.
Yeah, I mean, you sprained knee, ankle, concussion, now the shoulder. That certainly played a role in it. You know, the injury to Christian Kirk has also played a role in it. That was the guy he trusted the most. You know, and for example, you know, the play he got injured against the Bengals on, you know, it was an adjustment, you know, an audible, a check at the line of scrimmage, and the rookie receiver replacing Christian Kirk totally missed it. Trevor Lawrence tries to make the throw, sees the receiver's not there, pulls it back, and by that point, you know, the left tackle's in his lap, and he gets his foot stepped on. And, you know, then we get you know, will Trevor Lawrence play with the sprained right ankle type of thing for the whole week? So, but Trevor's also played a role in it too, because he's turned the ball over a bunch, you know, just flat dropped the ball. I think it was against the Ravens on a scramble, just flat dropped it. I mean, not changing hands or anything. He just dropped it. You know, so he's got to bear some responsibility as well. Now, he had a really solid stretch where he wasn't spectacular, but he was a passer rating of over 90, I think, four consecutive weeks there earlier in the season. So playing solid football. But this offense as a whole really hasn't performed to the level that we thought. And the number one reason for that is this offensive line. It has not played well, especially along the interior. They're 29th in pass block win rate, and they're roughly about the same in run block win rate, according to ESPN stats. So they're just not getting the job done. And that's got to be the offseason priority for this franchise, because you can't have Trevor Lawrence getting the crud beat out of him like he has this year.
Now, with that being said, you know, Doug Peterson, the head coach, you know, listen, he came into a situation where he had to basically clean up everything. And for the most part, he's done a good job of stabilizing that franchise. But I don't think they've really maximized, you know, the potential this roster has since he's been there. You know, is the offensive line, like you said, the thing he needs to get corrected in the offseason in order for him to, you know, remain in good graces with the owner?
Well, I think he's still going to be in good graces with the owner of Shad Khan, just because, you know, he got him a division title, and they're playing for another one, even though the season, like you said, hasn't gone the way everybody thought it might. But yeah, that offensive line is the biggest problem, the interior of the offensive line. The center and the two guards have got to be replaced, and that's hard to do, obviously, to replace three starters along the offensive line in one offseason, but they've got to do something to address that, because they can't run the ball. And, you know, Trevor Lawrence is really good in the pocket, really good at moving in the pocket. That's one of his strengths that people don't really talk about a lot. And he's able to get out and scramble, and he's athletic enough, despite the fact that he's 6'7", that he runs pretty well. But the problem for him a lot this year has been that pass rush has been in his face. And when you're getting the rush in your face, you can't step up into that pocket. And that's played a role in some of the decisions and some of the poor throws. And they've got to get that fixed. I mean, they can't run the ball. It's third and two, and they don't even attempt to run the ball. It's fourth and two, fourth and one. They don't even attempt to run the ball, because they know that they're not able to get any push in the middle of that line to kind of create a crease for any of the running backs. So it's hard to, you know, when you can't make short yardage, it changes the way you call games. It changes the way you call a play, or the play you call on third and five. And that's a big issue they've got to solve. And if they don't, they're going to be in the same position they were next year they are in this year. Because as we've all seen, this AFC South, I think everyone thought it was going to be a terrible division and the Jags would walk away with it. Well, that's clearly not the case, you know, with the Texans and the Colts. So now it's a tougher task than we maybe thought it would be. So they've got to fix that offensive line, without question, number one priority.
Now, besides the offensive line, and I said this, you know, during the offseason, there was two moves that I think were one, some of the best moves made in the National Football League. One, obviously, when San Fran traded for Christian McCaffrey and how he jump-started their offense. But when Jacksonville sort of quietly went and got Calvin Ridley, knowing he was going to be, you know, suspended for the year, everybody probably looked at it and said, why did they do that? I mean, the guy's not going to be able to play this and that. But they don't remember that Calvin Ridley was a legitimate number one receiver. But because of what he chose to do, you know, he had to sit. I think that was one of the best moves that Jaguars have made in recent years. Is that their number one priority beside the offensive line to sign him back?
I mean, I would think – I think they're going to franchise Josh Allen, the pass rusher, who's, you know, in the defensive player of the year conversation, just, you know, to buy some time to work out, you know, a contract extension. So I would essentially say he's the number one priority. But, you know, like I said, the franchise tag, and then they can work on that. So, yeah, bringing Ridley back is a top priority for this team. And, you know, it hasn't been maybe the season that we all thought that Calvin Ridley was going to have. He's probably going to end up with 1,000 yards, but it's sort of a quiet 1,000 yards, although he does have 7 touchdowns. The communication hasn't been great between those two at times, between Trevor Lawrence and Calvin Ridley at times. And, excuse me, you know, there's been some drops. But I think that's part of the layoff, and the expectation around here is second year in the system, he'll be more comfortable and he'll get, you know, much, much better. And you would expect that with Christian Kirk coming back and Zay Jones coming back and Evan Engram coming back and a Calvin Ridley that looked like he did before the gambling suspension, this could be one of the better offenses in the league.
Michael DeRocco is with us. He covers the Jacksonville Jaguars for ESPN. I think that a lot of Jags fans might hear the name Derrick Henry and shudder, just, you know, how much Derrick Henry has burned that Jacksonville defense for so many years. But that wasn't necessarily the case earlier this year. Fewer than 40 rushing yards from Derrick Henry. I'm curious, is the defensive game plan for Jacksonville still stop Derrick Henry no matter what?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. We were talking to Josh Allen the other day, and he said, you know, our number one priority this week is to stop the run, and then we need to stop the run, and then we need to stop the run again, and then we need to stop the run again. So absolutely, they know that if they're going to win that game, they've got to at least keep Derrick Henry from going crazy on him. So that's priority number one. And, you know, they've been pretty good against the run for the most part this year. I've given up, I think, 98 yards a game rushing. And that's been helpful, you know, when they're playing teams that maybe aren't as great throwing the ball because their pass defense has not been real good. So, yeah, it's priority one, stop Derrick Henry in what could be an emotional game for him. I'm assuming it might be his last game in Nashville. I guess, you know, that's a possibility for sure. And he'd probably want to go out with a pretty big bang, and, you know, putting up 2 Bills against, you know, his hometown team would certainly do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Last one from me, Michael. Curious your evaluation of Doug Peterson throughout his tenure so far in Jacksonville.
Really good offensive mind and a guy the players really enjoy playing for, and that's in a good way. And this franchise needed a stabilizing force after the Urban Meyer era. You know, I've told this story before. You know, guys would come into the building and they never knew if they were going to get yelled at or patted on the back or completely ignored. They had no idea what to expect every single day out of their head coach. And you can't work like that. Nobody can. No one can have a boss like that. Mm-hmm. And they needed a guy that was a stable guy. And they got a guy in Peterson who won a Super Bowl and has that even-keeled personality, and it's been exactly what they've needed. Now, again, this year hasn't gone the way that they had hoped, and there's been some offensive issues like I talked about. But, you know, Doug Peterson is the calming force they needed, and there's a feeling around here if they get that offensive line fixed next year, then they could be a team that competes for the number one seed the way that we all thought they might this year. If they get that done, then I think you'll see Doug Peterson have this team, you know, competing for the AFC title again.
I think Titans fans can agree. Offensive lines are important. We've learned that lesson the hard way the past couple of seasons. Mike DeRocco covers the Jacksonville Jaguars for ESPN. Mike, we appreciate your time and safe travels to Nashville.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Appreciate it. You as well. So that I will use that clip whenever I hear callers and texters. We've heard it so many times, D-Mace. Mm-hmm. Well, defenses aren't worried about Derrick Henry anymore. Yes, they are.
It's his presence.
It's his presence. Mm-hmm. It's the presence of Derrick Henry. That Josh Allen said it. Stop the run first. Stop the run second. Stop the run third. Mm-hmm. All right, we will take it to the bank coming up next. Caroline Willie DeMace. Join Jared Stillman, Chris Sanders, and Derek Mason at Teddy's Tavern this Sunday from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. for our NFL pregame show. They'll break down the Titans' Week 18 matchup against the Jags and give you the latest updates before the game. Our NFL pregame show is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment and Beast Unleashed.